of the fact that some people still think that they know, but no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts.
Welcome back to The Zone on the Buzz Radio Network. I'm RJ Hawk filling in for Justin Akers. He's roaming the cornfields of Iowa.
He might be lost.
Maybe lost. Chris Kane from Channel 7 joins us. Also in studio now, joining us from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, Wally Hall is. Wally, it's nice to see you, buddy.
Thanks, RJ. Did he leave the graduation early or not?
We haven't.
I'd bet my
out.
Money on it.
Well, the poll said to leave early.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think we should call him the next segment and find out if he left. That would be. Oh, I know he's not the first person that's asked.
No, I'm going to be severely disappointed if he didn't leave early, because he was talking all about it. You heard him. He was all about leaving.
Wally's here to promote the All Arkansas Preps event that's happening this Saturday at 6:30. And, you know, when you think of the All Arkansas Preps, you're like, okay, it's an awards banquet. But this one's a little bit different because it's got a good speaker.
Well, Peyton Manning. Yeah. Super Bowl winner, yeah. 2007.
Might have heard of him.
Yeah.
Four-time MVP.
This was a real work in progress for Tabitha Cunningham, our promotions director. It took her first choice was Peyton Manning, and she couldn't get through to his people. And finally, when they found out it was Little Rock, Arkansas, and it was for more than 300 athletes being honored, they said, we'll clear the calendar for you.
Wow.
So
that's a pretty big deal.
He's supposed to be a good talker.
Yeah, you know, and certainly a guy that a lot of young players look up to as being the model quarterback in the NFL. So it'll be great. And over 300 athletes?
Over 300 athletes will be honored. And, of course, we haven't announced the male and female athletes of the year. That'll be done that night. And there's all kinds of awards that night. I'm a little worried about how long it's going to run.
Now, is this at D1 Sports? Where is this at? I've heard
it's at the State House Convention
Center. Okay, State House. Because somebody told me the other day it was at D1, and I said, I don't think you're right. But so State House, that's where
D1 is a sponsor.
Okay. That may be it. Okay.
And there are only very few tickets left. What happened was we had so much demand that Tabitha squeezed a couple more tables in. There's only one way you can get them, and that's at www.allarkansaspreps.com. You can only get them online until about 6 o'clock Friday.
Now, you've already sold, like you said, a buku of tickets.
More than 1,000.
Yeah. What's ticket price run for something like this?
$75.
Okay.
And, you know, for Peyton Manning, that's not very
– it's not bad at all.
If I was in town, I would pay it in a heartbeat. I mean, that's nothing to see a Super Bowl-winning quarterback and somebody that you just don't see come to Arkansas very often. That's the thing is – very rarely do we have athletes like that come to Arkansas. You know, Darren McFadden, because he's from here, but, you know, guys from outside the state that are coming in to do something like this is great.
Oh, it's – and he wouldn't do it if it wasn't for the kids.
Yeah.
And his people told Tabitha, when he speaks, it's generally $150 to $200 a person.
Yeah.
And this is not something we're trying to make money off of. This is a community project.
Now, do you know what he might be speaking about, or is it just, I mean, he'll show up and do his thing and then head back to home, I guess?
You know, he only had one request. Of course, we have to honor it.
Yeah.
He doesn't sign things.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what happens is people get them, they put them on eBay and sell them.
Sell them and make money off of him.
And so these guys all have to be really careful about where their signature shows up anymore. So, other than that, you know, all the sponsors get to have their picture made with Peyton Manning, and
cool.
Unfortunately, all 1,000 can't. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
I will tell you a funny story. I had one guy call me, and he was a volunteer coach at a school where an athlete was being honored. He wanted to know if he could get a free ticket, and I said the head coach can't get a free ticket.
Really?
And he said, "Well, good luck getting anybody there."
Wow.
And then he sold out.
And I said, sir, it's sold out. We've got over 1,000 people going to be
wow.
there.
Wow. Well, I mean, you've got to – I mean, the Touchdown Club and this – I mean, they're similar, but they're not in the fact that a lot of times you can go up there and say at the Touchdown Club, say, hey, can I grab a quick picture or something along those lines? This is something that when you get that many people, he just didn't have time for 1,000 pictures to be taken. And really, this isn't a special event for the kids. And really, if anybody as a spectator – were to expect they were able to get their picture taken, that's just, frankly, in my mind, that's just kind of wrong to even think that you would be able to have that done.
Right, and he's going to spend a short time with the press. He allotted, you know, a certain amount of time for a press conference, and you know, he didn't have to do that.
Sure.
He was gracious enough to, and, you know, those guys are under such scrutiny. I don't think if I was a 12-time All-Pro NFL quarterback, I'd be giving interviews
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not in Little Rock, Arkansas, anyways. Yeah.
No, I was going to say that, but I'll let you say it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I understand it, and it is one of those things. But from what Tabitha's told me, he's very low key. I mean, flies himself in. He wanted to drive himself apparently around town, but Tabitha said, "No, I think we'll take care of that for you."
Yeah.
But I mean, it just seems like one of those just down to earth guys, and you just don't see that in professional athletes much anymore, where they all seem like they have to have an entourage with them wherever they go. They've got to have these big money events they have to be at. They have to drive the nicest cars when they come into town, have to have the private jets and stuff. It just doesn't seem like that with Peyton Manning.
Well, the way he was raised by his parents, he's very grounded. I mean, Archie was probably the greatest quarterback to play on the worst team in NFL history.
Yeah.
I mean, he ran for his life on every down. But they raised those kids. They raised them right. And,
yeah.
You know, they do a big quarterback camp, and if you don't have the $150, $175, they still want you to come.
Yeah.
They give back. So well, we're very appreciative that he's taking the time to be here.
Wally, I know you don't have much time with us. You got to get out of here pretty soon. But one more time, if you want to get tickets to this event, where do you go?
AllArkansasPreps.com.
And that's this Saturday at 6:30 at the State House Convention Center. Hey, I wish you guys the best luck with this thing. I wish I could be there. I'm going to be out of town, and I really wish I could be there, because this is something that if you're a football fan, I don't care if you're a Peyton Manning fan or not, but if you're a football fan, you should go to this event, because it just the insight to hear from a Super Bowl winning quarterback, Peyton Manning, for example. I mean, that you can't buy an opportunity like that. So.
Do you know, since he's not doing an autograph, if he asked me, say, do you think you could get me Baz's autograph? I should probably tell him no.
Just sign number 53 and say, that's from Baz.
Yeah, yeah. Baz wanted you to have it.
That'd be great. I'd love that. Wally, we appreciate you
Thank
joining
you guys.
Us, and good luck this Saturday. I guess I'll see you on Friday when you come up with us on overtime. So
Right. I'll be back Friday at 2, I believe.
Friday at 2. I'll see you then, Wally.
See you guys.
Wally,
see you, Wally.
Wally, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, joining us here on The Zone. Let's go.